So confusion, delays. We talked about Ontario and the vicious, devastating report from the Auditor General. Maybe the response in Ontario, most likely, the delayed, slow response cost lives. For sure. But now the next big challenge is the vaccine challenge. And as I just had Minister Navdeep Bains on, trying to get an answer out of him was like trying to, I don't know, open a can without a can opener. I just couldn't get in there. Like, what was he saying? We need Health Canada approval? Didn't ask that. I know that. I know we need help. Did we purchase agreements? I know that. What I was asking for was, why did the Prime Minister suddenly say we have no domestic capacity, so we may be at the back of the line? What do our agreements say? When are we going to get them? Are people in Germany, the United States, Australia, and Mexico, and the UK going to be getting their vaccines more faster? And when I say faster, and months faster means people will die. And months faster means our economy will be hurt. And the government was warned by a professor of public health and law at the University of Ottawa. He wrote an article about it in Maclean's, Amir Adirand. He's been on the show a lot, and he joins us now. Amir, great to have you back on the program. The Prime Minister said, we're going to have to wait because we don't have the domestic supply. We just can't produce things domestically. What were your thoughts on that?
I don't like saying this, Evan. I don't like saying this about any politician, but the Prime Minister lied there. We do have production facilities in Canada that can make one of the leading COVID vaccines. And the Prime Minister knows that because he visited that facility personally and made an announcement there only a few months ago.
Well, and I talked about that, right? There's one in Montreal at the National Research Council, and there's one in Saskatchewan. But what could they have done to actually produce the one, the AstraZeneca?
Well, several countries have done licensing deals with AstraZeneca so that they can make the vaccine homegrown. And among those countries, let me just give you the list. It's Australia, Japan, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, India, even Vladimir Putin's Russia managed to get a friendly agreement with AstraZeneca so they could make some vaccine there. We have had the ability to do this for months, and months ago I was calling for it, and others were as well. And the federal government has simply refused to sign a deal like that. Now, here's what it means. Because Australia or India, for example, did make such deals with AstraZeneca, they are already manufacturing that vaccine, and the day it is approved, it will start going into people's arms.
So so what's happening? I just want people to understand that. You're saying you could sign an agreement with at least AstraZeneca, so not the Pfizer one, which may be complicated, not the Moderna one, but the AstraZeneca. Once you sign the agreement, you actually go into production before they finish phase three trials. So once it's approved, there's not this long runway. You just go. You go from zero to 100 immediately.
Exactly. And there are hundreds of millions of AstraZeneca doses being made right now and put into refrigerators waiting for the day it's approved. Now, if it's not approved, of course, that's a great big waste, but that's very unlikely. And expecting it would be approved, AstraZeneca itself at its factory in the UK started making it. The Brazilians have started making it in Rio de Janeiro. The Australians are making it. The Indians are making the biggest batch of them all, actually. And so those doses will be in the fridge, ready to ship out immediately. Those countries have been smart enough not to do what Navdeep Bains keeps talking about, which is, well, golly, let's wait for Health Canada to approve it, and then we'll see if we can get some. That's not an approach even taken by developing countries like Brazil and India. Hmm. But it's what Canada's doing.
So why didn't we? Why didn't we sign a licensing agreement? Like, I get we can't produce everything. I get we don't have a big pharmaceutical company. I don't blame a government. Back in the Mulroney days, and people say, why did we sell off Connaught? It was privatized. But That's a different ballgame. Let's deal with what we got to deal with, right? I don't want to do the History Channel. But why didn't we sign licensing agreement, Amir Attaran?
You know, you have to ask the government that, because I can see no good reason for it. I mean, if Australia is doing it, they're as similar a country to us as could be, and they will be vaccinating people far ahead of us because of that decision. We simply didn't do it. There is no logical reason for this. And in fact, there's one thing that makes it profoundly foolish. Two things, really. One is that the AstraZeneca vaccine has this tremendous virtue that it doesn't need frozen storage. And
right.
We heard that, for instance, the Pfizer vaccine has to be kept in special freezers at minus 70 or 80 degrees, not the freezer you have at home, but a special laboratory freezer, of which there are very few. That is a difficult vaccine to distribute in remote places. I mean, how are you going to do that in the north or in rural communities where there aren't these lab freezers? Good luck. But the AstraZeneca vaccine, you can store it in a regular household fridge or in an ice box where you might put cold beer, and it's stable for 6 months.
Is it as effective?
I'm sorry?
Is the AstraZeneca, some say, well, it's not as effective as Pfizer. But I just want you to, people say, well, that's 90% effective and that one's 95. I'll take the 95. But I want people to know, if it was 55% effective, governments would use it.
That's right. And, you know, 90 or 95%, who really cares? It's a small difference. And the one thing that the AstraZeneca trial demonstrated is that nobody who became infected was hospitalized. So even within that 10% of people who acquired COVID, they didn't land in the hospital, which makes it awfully good. The other thing about the AstraZeneca vaccine is it's available without profit. And this is something that Moderna certainly or Pfizer haven't done. But AstraZeneca early on said that in the early days of the pandemic, they will make the vaccine available without profit. So it's the cheapest as well.
So what do you predict is going to happen, Amir Attaran? Like, are in December, I've heard December 11th, Americans, you know, pending approval, as early as December 11th, some Americans are going to start getting vaccinated. What timelines do you think we'll see around the world versus Canada?
We know that several countries are aiming for December, January. You mentioned the United States. In the United Kingdom, they're already taking appointments for vaccination. You can call the National Health Service and book your appointment already. They're going to begin in December. The Spanish will begin in January. The Germans will begin in December. The Australians around the same time. In this country, I cannot give you a date because the government has been unbelievably secretive. And you know, Evan, I wrote about this in Maclean's back in August, as you know, warning we would end up in this place. And here we are.
Amir Attaran, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.